Hi there, it's Max from prismatic.org. Today I want to talk about sport and the battles we all encounter in our lives and how there's a lot we can learn, I think, particularly from mixed martial arts and like the UFC, for example, and how professional fighters go about their work. If you're not familiar with UFC, mixed martial arts, then perhaps go and watch something like the UFC Embedded series. So every time they have a night, an event, they release a series of videos in the lead up to it, which is basically a video blog of the fighters in the days leading up to a fight. And they all, without exception, exhibit this incredible kind of calmness, both in the lead up and on the day as well. Now, you know, inside they're feeling nervous, of course. There's just no, that's a completely normal thing to feel whenever we are going into an event that has some kind of impact on our future direction, or of course where we might get hurt, whether that is a genuine risk of being hurt or just a animalistic perceived risk, such as maybe going to the office. You know, I mean, some people get, that's quite an anxiety fueled experience, just simply walking into a place of work. But these people know, these fighters, they know almost like that the work has been done. Nerves aside, what they're not doing is stressing and straining over every little movement and every little thing they're doing in the ring. It's almost like they just let their intuition take over. They know that if they just sit back and almost don't try, their body will just kind of do what it's been trained to do. They've shown up, you know, like Woody Allen says, 80% of success is showing up. But he doesn't just mean on the day. The fact is, they've been showing up day in, day out, sometimes maybe even three times a day for training, for years in the lead up to this event. The hard work has been done. And when they're there, they're just letting it roll. They're just going with their flow. It's almost like they're a computer game character in a game that someone else is playing. It's almost like they're just kind of watching it unfold, like whatever happens, happens. And I think if I was to really summarize this notion, it's that they know they can win, they know they can lose, that they know they're going to lose some, they're going to win some, but they also know that they are worthy of being there. One way or another, they're going to deliver value on that day. The value is just going to come just purely by showing up, being themselves, because they've already been showing up for years in the lead up to this thing. There's an awful lot we can learn from this. I mean, this is really how I would encourage everyone to go and approach their work, no matter what their work is, whether it's something you show up and do at the office each day, or whether it's the act of shipping something you've created on your own watch, on your own time. But if you were to categorize yourself under a wider field, say maybe psychology, or maybe you're a techno producer, right, or maybe you're a footballer, like, very few people can lay claim to being the best. Even those that honestly are number one, the 99.99999%, they might not be number one forever, or they might not be number one in every single way. They might just be a temporary position of number one based on votes or current performance or something like that. So there really is always someone better, better at being them, better in your field. But that's not to say you're not one of the best or in the top percent. And this should allow you to bring to your pursuit of value creation, whatever it is, this kind of quiet confidence where you know that all you've got to do is show up. Not just show up day in, day out, but on the day when it really matters, you probably get better results if you actually just show up and, if anything, go into a kind of autopilot where you're letting your intuition take over. Now, absolutely, this is not to say not being aware, quite the opposite. You are fully aware of what you're doing. But what you're not doing is stressing and straining and trying to think through every little motion. You're simply doing the thing, doing the rounds. And that comes from familiarity. It comes from experience and practice as well as familiarity. And of course, that just comes from doing it day in, day out. You have every reason to feel confident when you show up at work, when you ship your value. Don't ever expect everyone to love it. Don't ever expect everyone to hate it. But do expect some people to receive some value from whatever you do. I'll end on a little anecdote, and that was just when I... there's one experience I had where I can really relate to this feeling, and that was when I competed in the British Indoor Rowing Championships quite a while ago now. It was 2010, so 8 years ago. And I was originally meant to be doing it as part of a team. There were four of us from my gym, which at the time was in Norwich in the east area of England. And one by one, the other three people I was meant to be doing it with, they just dropped out, leaving me on my own. And I don't know about you, if you know England very well, when you don't have a car, because my driver had given up, getting from Norwich to Birmingham, where the race was being held, is a bit of a mission by public transport. God is it ever. So I made my way down there on the coach, I think, the night before, stayed in a hotel. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty nervous. I think I had to go to the toilet like three times before the race. And but I knew my level. I knew because it was being measured on a daily basis in my training leading up to it. And without such comparison, without such a metric, it's quite easy to look at those around you and immediately, compare how we feel on the inside to how they project themselves on the outside. This is, a pretty common effect with social media, for example, that we're all quite familiar with. But the reality is that that often undersells ourselves and our own abilities relative to those around us. So I turned up at this race. The bell gets called. It's the men's open heavyweight, the main race of the whole day. There's about 75 men involved in the race. They call us through to the back room, to the warm-up room. I look around. I know the time I'm shooting for. I look around, I see all these guys. I see Graham Benton standing just a few feet away from me. He's 120 kilos, 6'5", British record holder. And I know I'm not going to beat him. There's just no possibility whatsoever that I'm going to beat him. But I look around me, I'm like, damn, everyone here is, they look pretty serious. Like, you can just tell by looking at someone, can't you, whether they're athletic. But of course, I'm also familiar with the times from the year before, and I know that I stand a pretty good shot to do okay. I knew my level. I was there. I was like, okay, let's do this. I know it's not going to be fun. In fact, rowing a 2,000 meter on the indoor row machine is possibly one of the most uncomfortable experiences you can have without dying. If anything, that was all I should have been wary of, because I knew that I was going to do okay. And in the end, I think I came in the top 30%. Just. And I also knocked 5 seconds or so off the time I was projecting, the time that I was targeting. So I was extremely happy with that. So it wasn't about winning. It wasn't about whether you won or lost. It was really about the fact that I did it. I gave value and I proved myself against very tough competition. And this is not to say that we're in competition with other people, because we're all on this path of value creation ultimately. I mean, a lot of us are still playing the game of competition, thinking that it's all about beating other people. But of course, that's, it has to be said, a rather animalistic and old style way of being that can very much be superseded by a more fulfilling way of living, which is really about contribution, growth, and connection. So there you go, guys. I hope that was useful. What we can learn from the way sports people, especially UFC fighters, go about their daily work, their daily project of giving value, show up, calm confidence, just know that you've done it, know that you've practiced day in, day out, and just allow that value to come forth, guys. Hope that was useful. I shall chat to you next time.